Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time. Are you gathering
up the team? Welcome back. 23 after the hour. That's Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to take the poll question. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. Having a great visit with our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member Liz Franklin, the author of How to Get Organized Without Resorting to Arson, and her Bigger Bucks for Your Biz newsletter, right? Is it really a newsletter? What is it? A serial book? Is that what it'd be called?
Essentially, yeah, that's right. It's an e-newsletter. You sign up online. It gets delivered online, and subscriptions go through Amazon. And I want to tell people about that because they can do this too. If you set up, whether it's a book, an e-book, or articles online, or even a newsletter online, you can go to a service that provides this, and I particularly like MailChimp, C-H-I-M-P, M-A-I-L-C-H-I-M-P, and they will help you set up a paid newsletter. And then if somebody comes through, for example, to Ms. Liz on Biz, and they sign up for the Bigger Bucks newsletter, which will make you more money, then they MailChimp takes care of sending them over to Amazon. They pay with their Amazon account.
Ah.
Amazon goes back to MailChimp and says, yes, this person has paid. And then MailChimp says, okay, now they're on your list. So I don't have to manage the credit cards. You can charge any price you want. And you can post articles you've written on Amazon for 99 cents.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have that income stream. So we want big, medium, and small income streams for everybody who knows how to manage this. That's
if you're
what the phone newsletter's about.
If you're, you know, in the previous segment, you talked about things that are that consultants would do, that artists and songwriters and writers would do, which the average Main Street small business is thinking, well, I'm never going to do that. I may not even invent something. You talked about royalties and things like that. I'm not going to invent anything. But this applies, your philosophy, your model applies very much to every Main Street business, because there are things that you can, once you build a customer community, there are things that you can do for those people that will cause them to give you, even if they do it once a year, if you get enough of them, you've got somebody doing something every day once a year. And,
that's right.
And you know, the heating and air conditioning people figured out that they could do twice a year updates on everybody's system for $90, and that keeps regular income coming in. And while they're there, they find something that's broken and they fix it, and they charge them a little more. These are great ways of keeping regular income coming in besides what just walks in off the street.
That's right, and that comes under tip number 6, repeat business. So you just mentioned the people that aren't going to invent anything or write a song, and sure, that's most of mainstream America small business. But they can think about repeat business. There's another R for you, repeat. And that is, think about refills, things that wear out or that you run out of, like ink. I knew a woman who had a company selling ink cartridges back in the 80s, and she sold that then for $250,000, which is worth what now, Jim? $500,000?
Right, exactly.
So, think about people keep needing paper. They keep needing toothpaste and medicine and all these things. And then also think about things that become outmoded or have to be maintained. So dentists take care of the same people over and over, hairstylists, web designers. So anything that you buy over and over again, car repair, veterinary services, I just took my cat into the vet, you develop a relationship.
Right.
Many people who start a small business haven't built that customer community you're talking about yet, or they'll sell a thing once.
They've got to do that, though, Liz. That's not an option in the future.
Right. That's exactly right.
It's not an
option. Think about, for everyone listening, think about the customers that you can go back to over and over again versus the project that you'll sell once in your lifetime.
I want to talk about the rental income next. That's the other R, another R is rental income, and this is a huge thing, Liz. And primarily for me, in terms of the business owner owning their own business personally and renting it, leasing it to their corporation. Talk to us about that.
Okay, well, you probably have more experience on that one than I do.
Well,
so when I'm talking rental income,
go ahead.
I'm thinking all kinds of rental income. You can own a heavy equipment business and rent out those tractors and those mm-hmm. earth movers, and that's a form of rental. You can own properties. One of my cousins has 5 houses. He actually forgot how many houses he owned. He has so many, and he rents those out. But with that comes the need for maintenance, whatever you're renting out. And some people can rent out computers, mm-hmm. but you're going to have to get viruses, and you're going to have to upgrade the software. So think about things that you can rent out that don't require a lot of maintenance, a lot of your hours. That's what you want to get away from, is selling your hours. And think about, if they do need maintenance and somebody's hours, can you use a service like a property management service to take care of your rental?
But you know, Liz, I know a lot of people who have retired, and we haven't gotten to retirement income yet, we'll have to move quickly, who retired not because their business was worth a lot after 40 years or their inventory after 40 years, but because the real estate they acquired around them made them wealthy.
Right. So, and now we know that can also go the other direction. So that's why we're telling people, have, as you mentioned early on, have more than one income stream,
right.
and one of them can go bye-bye one day.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Liz, give us the website again, please.
Sure, it is Ms. Liz on Biz. That's MizLizOnBiz. MizLizOnBiz.com.
All right.
And you want to click on Bigger Bucks, and you get a free sample of the kinds of things we're talking
about.
That's
the new thing that Liz is working on right now, folks. So check it out when you get a chance. Hey, Liz, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much, Jim. Take care.
See you then. Liz Franklin, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be too, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
I don't care where it goes. Gonna climb a mountain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.